Nicole and I got married, we went into like, you know, newlywed small group here at church. And I've mentioned him before on this podcast, but in our small group, there's this guy named Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac.
What a great guy. I miss him.
His wife, too. I still talk to him now and then. And Isaac fascinated me, especially, you know, in our 20s. He's very simple, very, very intelligent guy. Mm-hmm. Very, you know, he's working on his PhD. He's in his 20s. He had an old flip phone. This is like when iPhones were really becoming a thing. He just kept his old flip phone, shopped at Goodwill. You know, there was not a TV in his house. And he just lived a very simple life. His way of life was almost had this gravitational pull on me. It's just like, it was so fascinating. And I kind of want to be around him. It was calming. Would others say that you live a quiet, simple life? Let's hit it today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yeah, you're listening to Between the Lines. I'm Scott.
I'm Junior.
And I'll get started in verse 1. So chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God as we have taught you. Do we think about that? Does God, you know, I often, and I'll do this when I'm praying, and I'll ask myself and I'll ask God, is my life enjoyable to you? Do you enjoy watching me? Because that's why he created me. He created all of us so that he could enjoy us. And yes, that's he wants to enjoy the relationship, a reciprocal relationship with him. But he wants to enjoy just our lives. It's like we enjoy watching our children playing. Yesterday I had your kids.
Yep.
My wife, you know, Linda and I, your mom and I had your kids. And also our daughter's kids as well. We had 6 grandkids in the house. Being jet lagged, but it was so much fun. There was just a time I just sat there watching the kids play, and I'm thinking, this is just so much fun watching them and watching their imagination. That's why God created us.
That's right.
And so, but if I'm living in rebellion and rejecting His principles, He takes no enjoyment from that.
Right.
So, live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. Paul says, you live this way already, and we encourage you to do so even more. If you remember what we taught you by the authority of the Lord Jesus, God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Of course, it was rampant, and we find in that early world, man, you know, I read about when he talks about how some people live back in the day, and, you know, he says, stay away from orgies. I'm thinking, why would you even have to say that? Well, because, again,
it's everywhere.
Even as we were there in some of these major metropolitan areas, it was a very common thing. That's how people lived back in the day. So it's tough for these new Christians then to pull out of that lifestyle. Then each one of you, verse 4, that each one of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor. Holiness meaning unique, set apart, different, and honor. Not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. Well, of course, they're going to live that way. They're not obligated.
Right.
To live a special life because they don't belong to him.
Yeah.
Never harm or cheat a fellow believer in this matter by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching, but is rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. I've had people get pretty upset with me. Just by, you know, pointing out the truth that this is how God has instructed us to live. And it's like, you know, like I am being some kind of a, you know, stifling influence, keeping them from being able to have fun. But I try to get this back to, no, this is what God has said.
Yeah.
If we belong to him, then we're to live lives that reflect him. Why don't you go ahead and pick it up then, verse 9.
Okay. But we don't need to write you about the importance of loving each other. For God himself has taught you to love one another. To love it. It's like, I'm not going to teach you this. It's pretty plain. Pretty plain in scripture.
Yep.
Indeed, you already show your love for all the believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more.
Again, it's such a cool thing because when you go to these cities and you see the distance between cities, and even when they're close, even if it's a drive of 20 minutes or so.
Right.
When you're talking about how do they love all these other believers in the other areas, these are a good day's walk for them.
Yeah.
And yet they maintain communication with the Christians, the churches in other communities because it was important to them to do so.
Right.
And we have a hard time maintaining close relationships even with people within our own church.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go, verse 11. This is from the hook. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business. working with your hands, that minding your own business, by the way, it's like the wording there is just staying out of the drama, not eliciting conflict.
Mm.
That's hard to do if you are on social media. Yeah. Don't start fights. Yeah. Don't engage in it. Working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. Then people who are not believers will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others.
It's all like the way you're describing your friend Isaac.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That you were intrigued by that.
Intrigued by him. And you know what? I not to get political at all, and I'm not going to, but he had a very, very different political worldview than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think he's wrong on a lot of things. But at the same time, it's like, I don't care. And he didn't, like, it was just like, you live a simple life. And I love that. That's how unbelievers should look at us.
You guys were good friends. Yeah. Like, and you had good discussions about those disagreements, absolutely. But they were healthy.
They were healthy. But that's how unbelievers should look at us. Like, I don't know if I believe what you believe, and I don't agree with what you say, but man, I can't disagree with the way you're living your life. It's intriguing.
Yeah. I've often tried to encourage people that, I don't know if people know how happy they can be by just doing what they have to do. Focus on your own responsibilities. Love your wife. Love your husband. Yep. Love your children. Provide for them. Take care of business at home. Get involved in your church. Be good to your friends. And you can have it. Have a good life.
That's right.
You don't have to create all kinds of drama or have to have excitement going on all the time. Traveling here and there. And if you just live your life in a way that pleases God, there's something special about the enjoyment that God gives us, the fulfillment God gives us.
That's right. Verse 13, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we'll be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words.
In fact, I'd encourage you to read that paragraph over a couple of times and just imagine this a little bit. This is what Paul is saying is going to take place in the future.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It is. All right. So it'd be Proverbs chapter
4.
Yep.
Proverbs 4. It's the fourth today. And so here we go. He says in verse 1, he says, pay attention and grow wise. This is halfway into verse 1 of chapter 4. Pay attention and grow wise, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching. I think he periodically has to give that reminder. Don't turn away from this. Because the tendency is always going to be, we have this draw within ourselves. We have this attraction to doing our own thing, going our own way, following our feelings, and giving in to the temptation that comes, yes, from the evil one, but also the evil one brings temptation through other people. So there's always this draw to do foolish things and to make bad decisions and to go with our feelings instead of what's right. He says, this constant reminder for us, don't turn away from doing the right thing. Pay attention, grow wise. I'm telling you good things. Don't turn away from my teaching.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the wisdom we get from Proverbs.
That's right. I feel like you'd said that to me a few times growing up, Matt.
Maybe.
Because there's something loving in that.
Yeah, know? There really is.
All right, well, today
stick
is
stick to it. It's essentially just stick to it.
Yeah.
Just stay with it.
That's right. And listen. Well, today is a day I will not be observing.
Okay.
It's National Hug a News Person Day. Not a fan of the news, personally. I feel like the news is keeping us from living out 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Though I do have to say, you know, we went to Turkey. Somebody on our team that, you know,
yeah,
came
was
with
a
us.
News person for us when we lived in Madison. You were just a little kid,
right.
So you wouldn't remember.
And so
her,
she's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of great news people out
there.
She's
not a news person anymore.
No. Which is why I like her now even more. All right. Hey, make it a good day. Look, aim to live that quiet, simple life. Just get out of the fray of the drama and all of that.
And
maybe even get rid of some apps on your phone and just live simple.
And if you know any good news people, give them a hug.
Yeah, that's right.
is that really all there is for today? That all there is for today?
Yes, so I
don't. All right.
All right. Make it a good
God
day.
God bless. See you tomorrow.